Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful worship you gave us, Father. And the word says, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. We know, Heavenly Father, that you that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh at this earthly weak army that is trying to attack thy church. And we know that you shall have them in derision and confusion, even as the army that came against thy prophet and became blind. And we know, Father, that you shall speak unto them in thy wrath and vex them and trouble them in thy sore displeasure and anger. Father, we have set our King, Jesus Christ, upon the holy hill of Zion. Father, even as you have said to your Son, thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Even so, Father, you have borne us through the rebirth of the Holy Spirit. As your word says, ask of me and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and trembling. And we communicate thy warning, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, to all the universe. Kiss the Son, bow down before him, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. We pray for the people of this world, all thy chosen, that they will come into thy tabernacle and submit themselves unto thee, lest that day come when they call on the mountains and the rocks to hide them, saying, fall on us and hide us from the wrath of the God Almighty, and his Son Jesus Christ and the Church of the Living God. For the great day of his wrath has come. Who shall be delivered from it except the Church of the Living God? We thank you, Father, that we have obtained thy grace. We pray once again for the peoples of this world and all those who are against thy will and try to resist thy will, that you would open their eyes to realize their efforts are futile, and bring thy sheep into the Church of the Living God all over the world, that they may be one fold and one shepherd. Bless Brother Jose and Miles and their families, Lord. Thy presence be with the church. Let the wall of fire, the fiery pillar of cloud, and the pillar of fire be around thy church. Prepare us for the rapture. Transform us, transfigure us into the image of thy Son, Jesus Christ. For in Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen.